I'm very happy now to welcome Carmen Gallegos, Elliot Fisher, and Lisa Donahue. They are all part of the Youth Media Project, which is a collaboration of the Santa Fe Art Institute, the College of Santa Fe Youth Media Project. It's a summer intensive for the youth of our community, a summer media intensive. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks. Hey.
Hello.
It's great to have you all. Now, all of you, in one way or another, have been involved in media, in youth media. Judy Goldberg, who has done a wonderful job, who has been with KSFR for a very long time, has been instrumental in making all this youth radio happen. Carmen, how did you get involved?
I got involved when I was a freshman in high school, and it was a class offered at the community college. And I just started doing it because I thought it was going to be, like, actually be on the radio and be a DJ. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to play some rap. And it turned out to be this whole, we didn't even have a radio show back then. So it was literally starting on a couch with a couple of kids just writing stuff. And then eventually we got a radio show. And then after the radio show, we got an HQ, we got headquarters. And then just right now, going back to it after so many years, it's just grown so much. It's incredible how it's very involved in the community, and it's so active with the youth.
And it's something, basically what you did and what everybody has done is use it as a medium to tell young people's stories.
Right, right. When I began my first radio narrative piece that I produced was about being born in Mexico and raised in the United States. And that got picked up by National Public Radio. And I guess just, it gave me an opportunity, it was an outlet for me to say all these things. You know, I can listen to José Alfredo Jiménez and listen to Elvis Presley, and I'm still American and still Mexican. So it was being able to say that off of my chest, and it gives that opportunity for everyone else, for every youth.
Lisa, how did you get involved in youth radio?
I'm actually a part of the Santa Fe Art Institute. Just started there, kind of. I just moved here from Chicago and am a spoken word poet.
Ah, okay.
And was on a slam team back in Chicago and got this job and just started working with these guys and hoping to work with the youth on poetry, but it's with like an umph, you know? And it attracts a lot of young people just because it has a rhythm and it's a little more urban. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So, radio, of course, being an excellent medium for spoken word and
definitely,
poetry.
Yeah, definitely.
In your own work, do you incorporate music?
I have not yet, but hopefully with this project, we can put music and spoken word together.
Elliot, what's your role?
I've been working as an AmeriCorps VISTA the past year with Youth Media Project. And in the year that I've been working, it's really grown, as Carmen was talking about. So we've been planning in this coming summer workshop, we're all going to be instructors. We're going to be helping the group of teens that we have develop their own stories. And I've got some technical skills in audio editing, Pro Tools, and all of that. So I've been helping the organization grow sustainably and also sort of had my hand in all of the instruction throughout the year.
Now, this is a course that starts in August, the second through the 13th of August, and it's a real intensive. I mean, it's all day long, Monday through Friday, the 2nd of August through the 13th of August, and it's for youth of ages 15 to 25, although I imagine there's a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah, there's wiggle room.
Definitely, yeah.
So when you are working with young people or Carmen yourself having gone through this learning process, what are some of the things that you really have to learn and the mistakes that you learn to avoid when doing radio?
To this day, my biggest problem has been how fast I speak on radio. It's such a big issue for me. Because in Spanish, we speak very fast, and it's loud and fast. And in English, it's a little bit slow. You have to make people understand and kind of grab what you're saying. So my expression and how I express myself and thinking in Spanish and speaking in English has been interesting for me.
Do you still think in Spanish?
I dream in Spanish, think in Spanish. Everything's in Spanish except...
Even though you went through your entire schooling here. Very interesting.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever dreamt in English either. Everything's in Spanish. And like yesterday, Elliot caught me. He says, I said something. The papers are What did I say?
She was talking about the summer intensive and talking about what all of the instructors' papers would be, and I realized she meant roles in English, but the word papeles.
Papeles in Spanish would be roles. So it's interesting. That's my biggest issue right now, but expression, I think, for young people, learning how to express themselves and be efficient, because you can have an awesome piece of paper with awesome things on it, but if you can't express that, if you can't have the emotion, it's really hard to for a radio listener to want to pay attention to you. So
I imagine that you've gone through similar process as an artist, as a spoken word artist, poet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never gone on radio before. But
this is your initiation?
Initiation, yay. Yeah. But I have done a lot of performances in front of a lot of people, and just having the confidence and being very loud and just making sure that everybody can hear. Pronunciation is a very good skill to have. And, yeah, I mean, I've gone through that experience before, so hopefully I can bring that into this project with the experience that I've had and help the youth, you know, actually own their voice.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about working with young people, the thing about being a young person, is that you have so much inside, but getting it out in words and getting it out in an articulate manner is not easy.
Right, you know, and a lot of Youth Media Project sees itself as both a radio production for youth and as an educational organization. I mean, really, you know, we operate in a lot of schools around town and other organizations, and we see the kind of work that we do helping kids find their voices and find that entry point through different exercises, using technology as just as a tool to do that, as the work that we're doing. I mean, it's an alternative to some of the education that they may or may not be getting, you know, in traditional contexts.
What are some of the themes that come up in the work of young people who are starting to do media?
There's a lot of boundaries, right? You know, I mean, when you're a teen, you're bumping up against boundaries, rites of passage, temptation. We find those themes kind of recurring a lot. Themes of family, learning to negotiate, you know, life as an adult. There's a lot of powerful and intense stories around that. You know, maybe one of the more intense times of all of our lives, grappling with all of that. So
we're being joined now also by Parrish, who is with the Santa Fe Art Institute. Welcome back to the Radio Cafe.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Yep.
So what's your role in the Youth Media Intensive this summer?
I'm looking forward to, we were talking about adding music to some of the pieces, and another thing that we came up with, another idea of not only keeping it as an audio piece, but also video and combining all. So if we decided to make an audio piece, a visual piece that goes with it as well. So that's one thing that we were discussing and we're looking forward to doing.
Very interesting. So people, if they are listening, if they would like to be part of this, to sign up, or if they know a young person who might be interested, what they can do is call the Santa Fe Art Institute at 424-5050. They can go to youthmediaproject.org. There is a cost. It's actually quite a low cost considering what you get. There's also scholarships available, so it is truly open to the whole community.
Right, yeah, very generous scholarships. We won't turn anybody away because they can't pay, so definitely, you know, feel free to ask about that.
And so what happens at the end when the intensive is over? How do we get to hear the product of those couple of weeks?
Well, at the last day, we're going to have... we're going to all get together, and we're going to have some parents, their parents too, and join with us. And we're going to have some ice cream there, and we're going to share the radio stories that they've produced. During the summer intensive, we're also going to be taking a field trip to the plaza downtown and just learning about Santa Fe a little bit more and incorporating that to the pieces. So it's going to have...
Like interview skills?
Yeah, interviewing skills, field recording, sound effects, all that stuff. So it's going to be... it'll be something nice to present to the community and to parents and who anybody that wants to go. It's going to be an open event. But we're also going to have another.
Well, yeah, actually, we're going to have we'll have a public event in September, probably mid-September, that will be a showcase over at the Santa Fe Art Institute of the visual work that the students create, as well as the radio and video pieces. So that'll be the big showcase for the public. Will be in mid-September, a couple weeks after, about a month after the actual intensive ends.
Carmen Gallegos, Elliot Fisher, Lisa Donahue, and Parrish, I want to thank you all very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. And once again, you can go to youthmediaproject.org or call 505-424-5050. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.